This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, the conclusion of the message we began Monday from 1 Timothy 5 about the blueprint for relationships, particularly in the family. We're going to close the message today with a story that really impacted me because it's the story of a woman making what I feel to be the greatest compliment I've ever heard a woman make of her husband. I hope that piques your curiosity and you want to hear the story. It continues as we conclude this message from 1 Timothy 5 called Blueprint for Relationships.
The home is to be a museum of memories. A museum of memories. What does that mean, a museum of memories? You have a museum of memories if you're an adult. You know what it is? What do you recall about your childhood when I just say that statement? What do you recall? That's your museum. You have some special memories, perhaps, but maybe you have some unpleasant memories. You have good memories, you have bad memories, and a home provides a museum of memories. And get this, you're in the business of being a museum curator right now. If you have children at your home, you're the curator. You're the person who runs the museum. And you're helping to create the things that will be remembered 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 years from now. I read this week probably the greatest compliment that a woman ever gave to her husband, ever, that I've ever read about. And I really mean that. I'm not being sarcastic. This is a great compliment that a woman paid her husband, because I've never heard any woman give this compliment to her husband. It's written by Fanny Hurst. Don't even know who she is. One paragraph long. It goes like this. One evening at dinner, after my husband had related a decision he made during the day, I burst forth, "How in the world is it that in all the years we've been married, I never remember you doing a thing that I wish you hadn't done? How can you be so consistently mindful of others?" Isn't that an interesting comment that a wife made about her husband? How in the world that in all these years, I never remember you doing a thing I wish you hadn't done? How can you be so consistently mindful of others? Her husband was so humble. Here's what he said. "I suppose it's because I have to live with myself." Pass the potatoes. That's what he said. Pass the potatoes. You know, I was thinking about that husband. It's more than just he had to live with himself. He realized he had to live with his God. And someday he's going to stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as a father, just as every father in here is going to, and every mother in this room is. And what we're going to have to do, I think, is give an account for everything. The Bible says someday we'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of what we've done in the body. That includes family. Surprise, surprise, but I believe that's a big part of it. What have we done? Paul says, treat older people with respect, younger people with absolute purity, take care of the widows. And if anyone doesn't provide for his family, he's abnegated his rights to that family legally, spiritually, and he's worse than an unbeliever. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us through 1 Timothy 5 today. Powerful passage that maybe is new to some people today that never heard a message taught from this book or chapter of the Bible, but it speaks to people about real life issues. Help us to be men and women who are examples, people who provide spiritually and emotionally and physically, not just one or the other. Bless this decision time. Thank you for the people that responded earlier in the services already. Bless this invitation time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.